You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back, friends, and I'm continuing on with the study we're doing on the Sabbath. And yes, I'll say it again, how man, not God, illegally, unlawfully, and without authorization changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday and perpetuates the lie that that's the correct day to worship Jesus on and causes people to sin by violating the Sabbath every week. That's the big definition of iniquity, lawlessness, ongoing, continued sin over and over and not repenting. Give up your iniquity, repent of violating the fourth commandment, and start keeping the Sabbath. It is just that simple. Let's look at a quote from the Disciples of Christ. Here's what it says. If it, the Sabbath commandment, yet exists, let us observe it. If it does not exist, let us abandon a mock observance of another day for it. But some say it was changed from the seventh to the first day. Where, when, and by whom? No, it was never changed, nor could it be, unless creation was to be gone through again. For the reason assigned in Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 must be changed before the observance or respect to the reason can be changed. It is all old wives' fables to talk of the change of the Sabbath from the seventh to the first day. If it be changed, it was that August personage changed it, who changes times and laws ex officio. I think his name is Dr. Antichrist. Wow, what a striking admission to the lawlessness of Sunday. That was a quote from, Alexander Campbell in the Christian Baptist, February 2nd, 1824, Volume 1, Number 7. They admit that it was Dr. Antichrist that is the one that changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. I think we've got time. Let's take a look at another quote from the Episcopalians. The Bible commandment says, on the seventh day thou shalt rest. That is Saturday. Nowhere in the Bible is it laid down that worship should be done on Sunday. That's from Philip Carrington, quoted in the Toronto Daily Star, October 26, 1949. What a striking admission, folks. Why do you keep Sunday as a Sabbath? Why do you do it? Why? There's no authorization. There's no permission from God to change it. In fact, it's a sin. You want to go to church every day of the week, that's okay, but you can't violate the Sabbath or you will be sinning. How can I make it clear? How can it be more plain? Search the scriptures. Nowhere is it changed from Saturday to Sunday. Nowhere is Sunday the weekly day of worship anywhere in the Bible. It's not there. It's a lie. Don't fall for the lie any longer. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.